Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harenama, Harenama, Harenamai Vikivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So this is continuing chapter number 46, Uddhava visits Vrindavan. Nanda and Uddhava thus passed the whole night discussing Krishna. In the morning, the gopis prepared for morning arati by lighting their lamps and sprinkling butter mixed with yogurt. After finishing their mangal arati, they engaged themselves in churning butter from yogurt. While the gopis were thus engaged, the lamps reflected on their ornaments made the ornaments still brighter. Their churning rods, their arms, their earrings, their bangles, their breasts, everything moved, and kumkum powder gave their faces a saffron luster comparable to the rising sun. While making sounds by churning, they also sang the glories of Krishna. The two sound vibrations mixed together ascended to the sky and sanctified the whole atmosphere. After sunrise, the gopis came as usual to offer their respects to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. But when they saw the golden chariot of Uddhava at the door, they began to inquire amongst themselves, "What was that chariot, and to whom did it belong?" Some of them inquired whether Akura, who had taken away Krishna, had returned. They were not very much pleased with Akura, because, being engaged in the service of Kamsa, he had taken lotus-eyed Krishna away to the city of Mathura. All the gopis conjectured that Akura might have come again to fulfill another cruel plan. But they thought, "We are now dead bodies without our Supreme Master Krishna. What further act can Akura perpetrate against these dead bodies?" While they were talking in this way, Uddhava finished his morning ablutions, prayers, and chanting, and came before them. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 46th chapter of Krishna entitled Uddhava Visits Vrindavan. So now we will go to chapter number 47, Delivery of the Message of Krishna to the Gopis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When the gopis saw Uddhava, they observed that his features almost exactly resembled those of Krishna, and they could understand that he was a great devotee of Krishna's. His arms were very long, and his eyes were just like the petals of the lotus flower. He was dressed in yellow garments and wore a garland of lotus flowers. His face was very beautiful. Having achieved the liberation of Sarupya, and thus having the same bodily features of the Lord, Uddhava looked almost like Krishna. In Krishna's absence, the gopis had become dutifully to visit Mother Yashoda's house early in the morning. They knew that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were always grief-stricken, and they made it their first duty to come and pay their respects to the most exalted elder personalities of Vrindavan. Seeing the friends of Krishna, Nanda and Yashoda would remember Krishna himself and thus be satisfied. And the gopis also would be pleased by seeing Nanda and Yashoda. When the gopis saw that Uddhava was representing Krishna even in his bodily features, they thought he must be a soul completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They began to contemplate, "Who is this boy who looks just like Krishna? He has the same eyes like lotus petals, the same raised nose and beautiful face, and he is smiling in the same way. In all respects, he resembles Krishna, Shyama Sundara, the beautiful blackish boy. He is even dressed exactly like Krishna. Where has this boy come from? Who is the fortunate girl who has him for her husband?" Thus they all talked among themselves. They were very anxious to know about him, and because they were simple, unsophisticated village girls, they surrounded Uddhava. When the gopis understood that Uddhava had a message from Krishna, they became very happy and called him to a secluded place and offered him a nice sitting place. They wanted to talk with him very freely and did not want to be embarrassed before unknown persons. They welcomed him with polite words in great submissiveness. "We know that you are a most confidential associate of Krishna, and therefore he has sent you to Vrindavan to give solace to his father and mother. We can understand that family affection is very strong. Even great sages who have taken to the renounced order of life cannot give up family affection 100%. Sometimes they think of their family members. Krishna has therefore sent you to his father and mother. Otherwise, he has no further business in Vrindavan. He is now in town. What does he have to know about the Vrindavan village or the cow's pasturing grounds? These are not at all useful for Krishna because he is now a man of the city. Surely, he has nothing to do with persons who do not happen to be his family members. Friendship with those outside the family continue as long as there is some selfish interest in them. Otherwise, why should one bother about those outside the family? Specifically, a person attached to the wives of others is interested in them as long as there is a need of sense gratification. Just as bumblebees have interest in flowers as long as they want to take the honey out of them. It is psychologically very natural that a prostitute does not care for her paramour as soon as he loses his money. Similarly, when the citizens find that a government is incapable of giving them full protection, they leave the country. A student, after finishing his education, gives up his relationship with the teacher and the school. A priest, after taking his reward from the worshipper, gives him up. When the fruit season is over, birds are no longer interested in the tree. Just after eating in the house of a host, the guest gives up his relationship with him. After a forest fire, when there is a scarcity of green grass, deer and other animals give up the forest. And so a man, after enjoying his girlfriend, gives up his connection with her. In this way, all the gopis indirectly accuse Krishna by citing many examples. Uddhava understood that the gopis of Vrindavan were all simply absorbed in the thought of Krishna and his childhood activities. While talking about Krishna with Uddhava, the gopis forgot about their household business. They even forgot about themselves as their interest in Krishna increased more and more. One of the gopis, namely Srimati Radharani, was so much absorbed in thoughts of Krishna by dint of her personal touch with him that she actually began to talk with a bumblebee which was flying here and there trying to touch her lotus feet. While the other gopis were talking with Krishna's messenger Uddhava, Srimati Radharani took that bumblebee to be a messenger from Krishna and began to talk with it as follows. Bumblebee, you are accustomed to drinking honey from flower to flower, and therefore you have preferred to be a messenger of Krishna, who is of the same nature as you. I can see on your mustaches the red powder of kumkum, which was smeared on the flower garland of Krishna while it pressed against the breasts of some other girl who is my competitor. You feel very proud because of having touched that garland, and your mustaches have become reddish. You have come here carrying a message for me, anxious to touch my feet. But my dear bumblebee, let me warn you, don't touch me. I don't want any messages from your unreliable master. You are the unreliable servant of an unreliable master. It may be that Srimati Radharani purposely addressed the bumblebee sarcastically in order to indirectly criticize the messenger Uddhava. Like the other gopis, Srimati Radharani saw that Uddhava's bodily features resembled Krishna's. But she also saw Uddhava as being equal to Krishna. Indirectly, therefore, she indicated that Uddhava was as unreliable as Krishna himself. Srimati Radharani wanted to give specific reasons why she was dissatisfied with Krishna and his messenger. She addressed the bumblebee. Your master Krishna is exactly of your quality. You sit down on a flower, and after tasting a little honey, you immediately fly away and sit on another flower and taste. Similarly, only once did your master Krishna give me the chance to taste the touch of his lips, and then he left me altogether. I know also that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, who is always in the midst of the lotus flower, is constantly engaged in Krishna's service. But I do not know how she has become so captivated by Krishna and why she is so much attached to Krishna, although she knows his actual character. Maybe she is so much captivated by Krishna's sweet words that she cannot understand his real character. As far as we are concerned, we are more intelligent than the goddess of fortune. We are not going to be cheated any more by Krishna or his messengers. According to expert opinion, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is a subordinate expansion of Srimati Radharani. As Krishna has numerous expansions of Vishnu Murtis, so his pleasure potency, Radharani, also has innumerable expansions of goddesses of fortune. Therefore, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, is always eager to be elevated to the position of the gopis. Srimati Radharani continued, "You foolish bumblebee, you are trying to satisfy me and get a reward by singing the glories of Krishna, but it is a useless attempt. We gopis are bereft of all our possessions. We are away from our homes and families. We know very well about Krishna. We know even more than you. So whatever you make up about him will be old stories to us. Krishna is now in the city and is better known as the friend of Arjuna. He now has many new girlfriends who are no doubt very happy in his association. Because the lusty, burning sensation of their breast has been satisfied by Krishna, they are now happy. If you go there and glorify Krishna, they may be pleased to reward you. You are just trying to pacify me by your behavior as a flatterer, and therefore you have put your head under my feet. But I know the trick you are trying to play. I know that you are a messenger coming from even greater trickster known as Krishna. Therefore, please leave me. I can understand that you are expert in reuniting two opposing parties, but at the same time you must know that I cannot place my reliance upon you, nor upon your master, Krishna. We left our husbands, children, and relatives only for Krishna, yet he did not feel any obligation in exchange. At last, he has left us forlorn. Do you think we can place our faith in him again? We know that Krishna cannot live for a moment without the association of young women. That is his nature. He is finding difficulty in Mathura because he is no longer in the village among innocent cowherd girls. He is in aristocratic society and must be feeling difficulty in making friendship with other young girls. Perhaps you have come here to canvass again, or to take us there. But why should Krishna expect us to go there? He is greatly qualified to entice all other girls, not only in Vrindavan or Mathura, but all over the universe. His wonderfully enchanting smile is so attractive, and the movements of his eyebrows are so beautiful that he can call for any woman from the heavenly, middle, or plutonic planets. Even Mahalakshmi, the greatest of all goddesses of fortune, hankers to render him some service. In comparison to all these women of the universe, what are we? We are very insignificant. Krishna advertises himself as magnanimous, and he is praised by great saints. His qualifications would perfectly be utilized if he would only show us some mercy, for we are so much downtrodden and neglected by him. You poor messenger, you are only a less intelligent servant. You do not know much about Krishna, how ungrateful and hard-hearted he has been, not only in this life, but in his previous lives also. We have heard all of this from our grandmother, Paunamasi. She has informed us that Krishna was born in a Kshatriya family previous to his birth and was known as Ramachandra. In that birth, instead of killing Vali, an enemy of his friend, in the manner of a Kshatriya, he killed him just like a hunter. A hunter takes a secure hiding place and then kills an animal without facing it. So Lord Ramachandra, as a Kshatriya, should have fought with Vali face to face, but instigated by his friend, he killed him from behind a tree. Thus he deviated from the religious principles of a Kshatriya. Also, he was so attracted by the beauty of Sita that he converted Shurpanakha, the sister of Ravana, into an ugly woman by cutting off her nose and ears. Shurpanakha proposed an intimate relationship with him, and as a Kshatriya, he should have satisfied her. But he was so henpecked that he could not forget Sita Devi and converted Shurpanakha into an ugly woman. Before that birth as a Kshatriya, he took his birth as a Brahmin boy known as Vamanadev, and asked charity from Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was so magnanimous that he gave him whatever he had. Yet, Krishna as Vamanadev ungratefully arrested him just like a crow and pushed him down to the Patala kingdom. We know all about Krishna and how ungrateful he is. But here is the difficulty. In spite of his being so cruel and hard-hearted, it is very difficult for us to give up talking about him. And it is not only we who are unable to give up this talk, but great sages and saintly persons also engage in talking about him. We gopis of Vrindavan do not want to make any more friendships with this blackish boy. But we do not know how we shall be able to give up remembering and talking about his activities. Since Krishna is absolute, his so-called unkind activities are as relishable as his kind activities. Therefore, saintly persons and great devotees, like the gopis, cannot give up Krishna in any circumstances. Lord Chaitanya therefore prayed, "Krishna, you are free and independent in all respects. You can either embrace me or crush me under your feet, whatever you like. You may make me broken-hearted by not letting me see you throughout my whole life, but you are my only object of love." Srimati Radharani continued, "In my opinion, No one should hear about Krishna, because as soon as a drop of the nectar of his transcendental activities is poured into the ear, one immediately rises above the duality of attraction and rejection. Being completely freed from the contamination of material attachment, one gives up attachment for this material world, including family, home, wife, children, and everything else materially dear to every person. Being deprived of all material acquisitions, one makes his relatives and himself unhappy. Then he wanders in search of Krishna, either as a human being or in other species of life, even as a bird, and voluntarily accepts the profession of a mendicant. It is very difficult to actually understand Krishna, his name, his qualities, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, and his entourage. Srimati Radharani continued to speak to the black messenger of Krishna. Please do not talk any more about Krishna. It is better to talk about something else. We are already doomed like the black spotted she-deer in the forest, who are enchanted by the sweet musical vibration of the hunter. In the same way, we have been enchanted by the sweet words of Krishna, and by thinking of the rays of his toenails again and again, we are becoming more and more lusty for his association. Therefore, I request you not to talk of Krishna anymore. These talks of Radharani with the bumblebee messenger, including her accusing Krishna in so many ways, and at the same time expressing her inability to give up talking about him, are signs of the topmost transcendental ecstasy called Mahabhav. The ecstatic Mahabhav manifestation is possible only in the persons of Radharani and her associates. Great acharyas like Srila Rupa Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have analyzed these Mahabhav speeches of Srimati Radharani and described their different varieties, such as Udgurna or bewilderment, and Jalpa Pratijalpa or talking in different ways. These are the signs of Ujjvala Rasa, or the highest jewel, brightest jewel of love of God. While Radharani was talking with the bee, and the bee was flying hither and thither, it all of a sudden disappeared from her sight. She was in full mourning due to separation from Krishna, and felt ecstasy by talking with the bee. But as soon as the bee disappeared, she became almost mad, thinking that the messenger bee might have returned to Krishna to inform him all about her talking against him. Krishna must be very sorry to hear it, she thought. In this way, she was overwhelmed by another type of ecstasy. In the meantime, the bee, flying hither and thither, appeared before her again. She thought, Krishna is still kind to me. In spite of the messengers carrying disruptive messages, he is so kind that he has again sent the bee to take me to him. Srimati Radharani was very careful this time not to say anything against Krishna. My dear friend, I welcome you. Krishna is so kind that he has again sent you. Krishna is so kind and affectionate to me that he has fortunately sent you back in spite of your carrying my message against him. All good fortune to you. My dear friend, now you may ask from me whatever you want. I shall give you anything because you are so kind to me. You have come to take me to Krishna because he is not able to come here, being surrounded by many new girlfriends in Mathura. But you are a tiny creature. How can you take me there? How will you be able to help me meet Krishna while he is taking rest there with the goddess of fortune and embracing her to his chest? Never mind. Let us forget all these things about my going there or sending you. Please, let me know how Krishna is faring in Mathura. Tell me if he still remembers his foster father, Nanda Maharaj, his affectionate mother, Yashoda, his cowherd friends, and his poor friends like us, the gopis. I am sure he must sometimes sing about us, who served him just like maidservants without any payment. Is there any possibility that Krishna will come back and place his aguru-scented hand on our heads? Please put all these inquiries to Krishna. Uddhava was standing near, and he heard Radharani talking in this way, as if she had become almost mad for Krishna. He was exceedingly surprised at how the gopis were accustomed to thinking of Krishna constantly in that topmost ecstasy of Mahabhav love. He had brought a message in writing from Krishna, and now he wanted to present it before the gopis, just to pacify them. He said, "My dear gopis, your mission of human life is now successful. You are all wonderful devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are eligible to be worshipped by all kinds of people. You are worshipable throughout the three worlds because your minds are wonderfully absorbed in the thought of Vasudeva, Krishna. He is the goal of all pious activities and ritualistic performances, such as giving charity, rigidly following the austerity of vows, undergoing severe penances, and igniting the fire of sacrifice. He is the purpose behind chanting different mantras, reading the Vedas, controlling the senses, and concentrating the mind in meditation. These are some of the many different processes for self-realization and attainment of perfection of life. But actually, they are meant only for realizing Krishna and dovetailing oneself in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." This is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita also. Although there are descriptions of different processes of self-realization, at the end, Krishna recommends that one give up everything and simply surrender unto him. All other processes are meant for teaching one how to surrender ultimately unto the lotus feet of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita also says that this surrendering process is completed by a sincere person after executing the processes of self-realization in wisdom and austerity for many births. Since the perfection of such austerity was completely manifested in the lives of the gopis, Uddhava was fully satisfied upon seeing their transcendental position. Thus he continued, "My dear gopis, the mentality you have developed in relationship with Krishna is very, very difficult to attain, even for great sages and saintly persons. You have attained the highest perfectional stage of life. It is a great boon for you that you have fixed your minds upon Krishna and have decided to have Krishna only, giving up your families, homes, relatives, husbands, and children for the sake of the Supreme Personality. Because your minds are now fully absorbed in Krishna, the Supreme Soul, universal love has automatically developed in you. I think myself very fortunate that I have been favored by your grace to see you in this situation."
Namaste Narasinghaya, Namaste Narasinghaya, Prahlada Prahlada Dayane, Prahlada Prahlada Dayane, Hiranya Kashipurvakshah, Hiranya Kashipurvakshah, Shilachankana Kalaye, Shilachankana Kalaye, Itonar Singha Paratone Singha, Yato Yato Yamitato Nasingha, Bahi Nasingha Hridaye Nasingha, Nasingha Madim Sharanam Prapade, Nasingha Madim Sharanam Prapade. Namaste Narasinghaya, Tavakara Kamalavare, Nakam Adabhuta Sringam, Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Chanubringam, Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadishahare, Jaya Jagadishahare, Jaya Jagadishahare, Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadi Jaya Jagadi Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So that's the webcast for tonight. Next week I will be in Vancouver, Canada, but I will not be able to broadcast because my laptop is not working properly, but Krishna is arranging a new laptop for me. So in a few weeks we will have a new laptop with much better broadcast facilities. And we will resume this Krishna book class when I return from Canada. And most likely it'll be on the 10th or 11th, something like that. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.